The pharmaceutical industry spent millions of dollars in this month's election, and by many accounts, the companies got the candidates they paid for. Now, Congress will consider prescription drug benefits, a patient's bill of rights, and health coverage for the uninsured, the same proposals they've been debating and not passing for years. NPR health policy correspondent Julie Robner joins us now. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Steve.
The prescription drug industry had a good election, mostly supporting Republicans. So does that mean they can get anything they want now?
Well, not necessarily. The conventional wisdom on Capitol Hill is that it's much easier to stop something than to get something passed. So even with all this newfound influence, what the prescription drug industry is probably going to be able to do is block bills that it opposes, bills that we saw in this last Congress, like bills to make it easier to bring drugs, cheaper drugs back from Canada, and bills that would make it easier for generic copies of medication to get to market faster. Those things I expect we won't see or probably won't pass. It's much more difficult, however, for the drug industry or anyone with influence over Congress to actually get something through. In order to get a drug bill through this year, there's going to be two things that are going to be in fairly short supply. One of them is money and one of them is consensus. There's a large deficit, a Medicare prescription drug benefit that every member of Congress, Democrat and Republican, promised to the voters this year is going to cost a lot more money than I think they may be able to find. And there's disagreement even within the Republican Party about how to approach something like this.
So in the last few years, there's been really no change in national health care policy, and there's going to be no change in that lack of change, probably.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think what we'll see the same issues debated: a prescription drug benefit, help for the nation's 41 million uninsured. Those are sort of the two top-tier issues. But what we'll see is a different approach to them. In the last couple of Congresses, we've had Democrats and Republicans debating whether there should be more of a government influence over these issues, whether the government should run the programs. The Republicans have wanted the private sector to run the programs. I think we will see more emphasis on private sector involvement in these same issues.
Because the Republicans now have both the House and the Senate and the White House. They've got all the pulpits and all the power, or most of the power anyway.
That's right. And most of the power is an important thing because even having nominal control, they don't have 60 votes in the Senate, which is what you really need to get things passed. And they still, even though their majority has gotten slightly larger in the House, it's still in the single digits.
We mentioned that in the last several elections, Republicans and Democrats have debated the same handful of issues over and over again, really the same handful of catchphrases that sound good to certain groups of voters. Are there any issues that will actually change because of the results of this election?
Well, I think there are some issues that are going to change, not so much because of the results of the election, but something like a patient's bill of rights, which we've seen now debated in the last three Congresses, which Republicans are still talking about, I suspect is not really going to happen, not so much because the Republicans have taken over, but because that issue has been kind of overrun by events. Managed care has changed its practices. A lot of people aren't in managed care anymore, aren't in the types of managed care plans that made a patient's bill of rights seem so important in 1998 and 1999 and 2000. I think we'll also see some issues that have been sort of on the back burner the last few Congresses come to the fore. Malpractice damage award caps, for instance, which has been kicking around for several years, but is something that Republicans feel very strongly about, and I think there'll be much more of an emphasis on that. Whether it gets passed is another question.
So now, what's your best prediction here, Julie? Will the new Congress that begins in January be any better at addressing the country's health problems than the last several have been?
Well, the bar isn't very high.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Robner. Thanks very much, Julie.
Thanks, Steve.